What does Easter mean to you? How has your life changed because of the resurrection? What is the response to it? These are just some of the light, airy questions that I've been mulling over this week. And so I decided, since there's no obvious, like, one-liner that's, like, neat and tidy, that I would ask a few people around town while I was out and about. And I realized that there are fewer people in town celebrating Easter than I assumed, which means that I'm doing a terrible job. So some of the responses that I received were, "Yay, we got a long weekend," or "Time and a half at work," or "Chocolate, literally all the chocolate I can eat," or "The beginning of spring," even, "Isn't that National Zombie Day for Christians?" Wow, I thought, this is the biggest festival, the biggest celebration of the Christian year, and it's falling away from mainstream culture. I was so surprised. However, then I remembered that around the world, Christians like us are shouting, "Alleluia, Christ is risen, the Lord is risen indeed, hallelujah." But what does it mean for a small handful of us among millions around the globe rejoicing today? So I thought, well, I better go to the gospel reading for some answers instead of talking to people in pubs and coffee shops. And this is the answer that I found. We have to give a shout out to the ladies. Matthew makes no mention of mourning in his gospel. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary are not weeping at the tomb in Matthew. They simply went to look at the tomb. What are they looking for? I think they were looking for the resurrected Jesus. Because Jesus told them, "I'm going to be betrayed, I'm going to be handed over, I'm going to be crucified." And he also said he would die and rise again. And so far, everything he said had happened. So it makes complete sense that they went to look and wait at the tomb. Think about these women for a second. Admire their faithfulness. The women are not hiding in a room somewhere with the doors locked. Sorry, boys. All through the passion narrative, the ladies have followed faithfully. When Jesus started talking about his impending death and what was going to happen, the guys were in opposition. They said, "No, Lord, this cannot happen." But the women, a woman anointed Jesus' feet for burial. The women watched at the crucifixion. Then they went to wait at the tomb. Somehow, they knew it was going to happen. They believed in Jesus. They believed that this mystery, this miracle, this more than a miracle, was possible. They believed that Jesus was the Son of God. Have you ever been in a situation in your own life that you can think of where you can't explain it, but you just know something is true? Like love at first sight. In the late 1940s, a young woman from Bath went to a barn dance when a group of young men walked through the door smelling of rum and lime, which I'm told was the drink of the time. As she watched the group disperse, one man stood out, a big cowlick in the front of his hair, a roguish smile, and she said to herself, "That man, that is the man that I'm going to marry." It was love at first sight, and they have been married for almost 70 years. These are my grandparents. "How did you know?" I once asked her. She said, "I have no idea. I just knew." Sometimes we just know something that is so true in the depths of ourselves that we just know. And I think this is how the two Marys felt, and I think that's why they were there at the tomb. They just knew. The earthquake happens. The guards are terrified, but the women are not. The earthquake opens the tomb, not so Jesus can get out, but so the women can see in. God gives them a sign the resurrection has happened. And then a confirmation from an angel, and then the words, "Do not be afraid, But the guards, the representatives of the empire, they're the ones who are quaking in their boots and found to be like dead men. The women are not afraid, because God has flipped the entire world on its head. Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. And the empire, which seemed so alive and so powerful, is now dead. The angel and Jesus both tell these women, do not be afraid. But they aren't afraid. I think these words are meant for all those who came later. I think they're meant for us. All they're doing there is simply looking for the one that they expected was going to rise from the dead, because they said he would and they believed him. So what about us? Does the resurrection scare us? Are we afraid? Do we want Jesus to come back? Do we want a risen Savior who asks us to give up everything to follow him, to give up our very lives? It's a tough one if he turned up right now. I suggest we take a leaf out of the Two Marys book and take the Easter message, the good news of the resurrection, as a call to faithfulness and belief, knowing that there is no need to be afraid. What did the women do? They set off to let the guys know that Jesus was risen and that they would meet him in Galilee. They came, they saw, they believed, they spread the good news. And that is our model. And what we as a church, small in number though we may be tonight, are called to do here in Pearl River. Because while it is great to have an extra day off, and the chocolate is for sure a huge boon, Easter is about a world in which each of us can live fearlessly, confident in God's love for us. At the info gathering session for the profile, there were so many hopes for the future ministries of this church. New services midweek, revitalizing the gardens, a food ministry, a children's program. These are all things that if we want them to happen, if we believe that's where God's calling us, we'll have to go out into the community around us to meet people where they're at and tell them what we're doing and why we're doing it. Why are we doing it? What does the Easter message mean for us? It means we can go out like those two Marys and proclaim the good news in our actions and in our words and invite others to come and see. And we can do all of this without fear. No fear of being rejected, no fear of being judged, and no fear of failure. You don't have to be afraid of failure. Sometimes you can't even light a fire. But Jesus still came. We lit the first fire, not to symbolize a zombie apocalypse, but to symbolize that Jesus is the light of the world. And it started off as a little fire, and then it spread around the church. It spread around the world. It spread like no infection ever has, because it's more powerful than anything you'll ever have seen or heard. So I say this year, let's accept the call to go out like those two faithful women who were not afraid to get the job done. And let's go fearlessly, because people really do need to hear what Easter is all about. That has been shown to me very clearly this week. People need to know that the world has been changed forever and that there's nothing to be afraid of here. And with that, I say to you, alleluia, Christ is risen. Outstanding, outstanding. Well done. Happy Easter.